It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood on the Fox. Woohoo! Tuesday, May 30th. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hollywood Outsider, and I am the Fox, your host. We got lots of more news once again. Hey, what day don't we have news? Right. We're going to talk about all the fun stuff going on in Hollywood. Don't even know where to begin. Let's start with me. I had a very lovely day. I woke up a little bit later than usual. No, nobody cares about that. Okay. Oh, man, lots of stuff going on. We got news on Nicolas Cage, Sinead O'Connor, and, of course, tons of Brangelina stuff. Everybody wants the Brangelina. What's so special about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? I want to know. Who cares about Brad Pitt and Angelina? Like, what have they done so much that's so important to mankind? What have they done that matters? I don't know. You know, I'm going to IMDb them right now, so just hold on for a second. I'm going to IMDb. What has Brad Pitt? I think Brad Pitt's been in a lot of great movies. Don't get me wrong. He's huge. He's the best, and I love him, and I want to have his baby and everything. But these guys had to go to Namibia just so they could get away from everybody who wants a picture of their baby that's being born, and that thing's going to be worth $5 million if they get a picture of that. A picture of a baby worth $5 million. What has he been in? Let's see. Well, he's recently doing Atlas Shrugged. This is what he's doing now. Announced for 2008, he's going to be making a movie called Atlas Shrugged and Chad Schmitz. Those are two different movies. In 2007, he's doing something called Dallas Buyers Club, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Ocean's 13, great. You know, I got to start watching the Ocean's movies because I can't be left out of the dark here. Right now, he's in the middle of filming Design E2. He's the narrator of that. It's a TV series. Good for him. And then he just finished doing The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, where he plays Jesse James himself. The guy gets all the big things. What has he done? He was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He was in Troy, Ocean's 11. Spy Game. Nobody cares about Spy Game. The Mexican Snatch, maybe. Fight Club. All right, Fight Club was good. Meet Joe Black. I'm about to watch that. I heard it's great. The Devil's Own, 12 Monkeys, Sleepers, Sessen, or Seven, however you... I don't know how to pronounce Seven with the number seven in the middle of the word seven, where the seven is supposed to be a V, but it's... I'm not even going to try. In Legends of the Fall... Interview with the Vampire. All right, so he was in a few. What was his big thing? Cool World was definitely not it. Cool World, I remember that movie. He was in Thelma and Louise, big deal. I mean, he was in huge movies, right? But who cares? I don't care. He was in Freddy's Nightmares. I'll have to see that. I'm watching Freddy's Nightmare. I just downloaded that recently. And, okay, so he's been in a bunch of great movies. His big one was what, Ocean's 12? Ocean's 11, I mean? I don't know. Brad Pitt. Well, good for you, Brad Pitt. You're huge. And Angelina, what was she in? She was in that, The Adventures of What's-Her-Face. Right? The, Laura Croft thing. Tomb Raider. All right, Tomb Raider, Spoom Raider. All right, so she was in Laura Croft. Yay, I'm proud of you. Why are these people such huge stars? I would think that Julie Andrews, what's-her-face? I think that Julia Roberts and Jack Nicholson and those kind of people, those are people, you know, that you want to stalk. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. I don't see why their daughter, Shiloh, is so big. And why am I talking about? I'm not even going to get into their news yet. I'm going to get into it in a second. First, let's start talking about Kelly Pickler and Ace Young, okay? A little Mike Walker news from the National Enquirer. He says that on the night that Elliot Yaman, remember when he got booted from American Idol, that one episode. Well, Kelly Pickler and Ace Young were backstage. They went backstage to visit with friends, and they were actually stopped by security and were told, hey, you can watch this show with the audience, but you can't come backstage. And Kelly was about to cry, and Ace was just like, oh, this is retarded. It is pretty retarded. You know, if you were in the show, you should be allowed to go backstage. I don't see what's wrong with that. But they weren't allowed. Good for them. Okay, big freaking deal. Not big news, Mike Walker. You haven't said anything for 5 days, and that's what you come out with. Thank you very much. It's not even recent news. It's about old stuff. Somebody decided to remember to tell you this stuff. Or maybe I just found the news and it was posted for a while. But I don't think so. I think it's on May 30th. All right, whatever. There's news about Ben Affleck, how he spent Memorial Day in the emergency room in a Boston-area hospital. He was treated for a migraine headache at Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts today, says Ken Sunshine. That's his rep's name, is Ken Sunshine. I'm supposed to be talking about his migraine, but I'm just making fun of his rep's name. Ken Sunshine. I don't know if that's his real name. You know, the Fox isn't my real name, but, you know, I don't try to make it sound like it is. You know, the Fox sounds more like a nickname than like, my name is Mo Sunshine. It's not. Anyways, Ben Affleck was at the Cambridge, Massachusetts Hospital for the migraine headache, and he was released the afternoon. And so his wife, Jennifer Garner, now there's Ben and Bennifer, right? Remember Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck? Now there's a star-studded couple. I don't understand Jolie. Why Jolie? Anyway, she drove him to the hospital around 2:30 p.m. Affleck was released about 2 hours later after receiving treatment in the ER. She's actually a year older than him, says the story. She's 34 and he's 33. And they got that six-month-old daughter, Violet. I think Violet should go out with Michael Jackson's son, Blanket. Can you imagine Blanket and Violet and Shiloh and Ava and all these other wacko baby names? We should just have, I'm going to make a book, or just maybe a part of the website, of just baby names, celebrity baby names. I don't know. Tell me if you're into that. Email me at the contact links to the website and you know, if you think it's a good idea. I want to know. Should we get a whole compilation of all the stupid baby names? Okay? I don't know. Because they're going to grow up eventually, and you know, you're going to have all these kids sitting around in school, in like Hollywood school, kindergarten, Hollywood kindergarten. They're all going to be sitting around, you know, the teacher will be doing roll call. Okay, Violet, Sacrifice, you know, Desktop, Microsoft Word. Oh, Microsoft Word has had to go to a doctor's appointment. I wonder why. It's probably their shrink, because their name is Microsoft Word. Compact Disc, Buttercup, Camel Toe. Okay, anyways, Ben Affleck is directing his first feature film, Gone Baby Gone, with Morgan Freeman and his brother, not Morgan's brother, Ben's brother, Casey Affleck. And that's what he's in the middle of doing. So, I don't know, maybe he's just hanging out with his brother, and he got a migraine because he's hanging out with his brother. He doesn't like his brother. I don't know. Let's go back to the Brad Pitt Angelina news. That's what I enjoyed. Okay, they're swaddled in tight security. The newest member of Hollywood royalty was said to be doing fine Monday. That would be Shiloh. Tucked in an African hideaway with her superstar parents Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. In Touch is saying that she is a beautiful baby. She has tufts of brown hair and Brad's nose. So Brad will have something to pick. You know, and it'll feel like his own. Who cares if she has Brad's nose? Okay, I think I'm also gonna harp on a minor note here, but hey, that's what Hollywood's all about, harping on minor notes and insignificant matters. Yesterday I mentioned two possible hospitals where Angelina could have had her baby. One was in Walvis Bay or in Swakopmund. I don't know, you know what, for anyone who cares, and I don't, for all I know, they're the same place under different names, like, you know, like Flatbush is in Brooklyn, North York is Toronto, yeah, or, you know, or Canada is in Britain, you know, whatever, it's all the same place. That's possible, but you have all these magazines that are saying differently. People magazine saying, no, the money, the $300,000 that they donated to the hospitals, went to those type of state hospitals, but the baby was born in a private facility. And In Touch says that it was in the Burning Shore Lodge. It's like a private, it's not even a medical facility, but it's just the medics set up shop there. Now, why is it so hard to figure out where she had a baby? Simple, to keep the paparazzi guessing and scrambling all over the place, which completely makes sense. In an exclusive with TMZ, the TMZ.com website exclusively lets us know on their website that what happened was the Namibians, or maybe even Brangelina themselves, they first sent out fake clues that the baby was where the baby was going to be, and first they said it was going to be at the Welwitschia Hospital, and then when it was due day, they had security vehicles covering two separate cars. One went to Welwitschia, I think one went to, like, they had all these decoys going on, and then they finally had the kid at the quiet Cottage Mediclinic. That's what it's called, the Cottage Mediclinic. So that's, they're saying it was at the Cottage Mediclinic. I don't know, you know, I'm sorry, I want to apologize to all my fans, I don't know African or Namibian geography. I didn't even know what Namibia was. If somebody came over to me 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and said, hey, Fox, do you know what Namibia is? I would say, I don't know, is it near my belly button? I wouldn't know. I don't know what Namibia is. So good for them. Let them have their baby. And also to clarify, their 15,000 clams didn't go to buying a whole entire school and community, getting me all excited to think I'm going to try to buy rent there myself. Oh, 15,000 gets a school. I wonder, maybe 50 bucks will get me an apartment. I'll be happy with that. No, the $15,000 didn't go to buying the whole entire school and community. It was just a donation to an existing school and community. And I know it's only 15,000, but you know what? All those Africans, they all think it's worth billions. So, good for them. Now, reporters for Reuters said that security was tightened even further around the resort after the birth, with additional vehicles driven by security casing the area. Photographers from all over the world have come to the area hoping to catch the first pictures of the baby, which garner millions and millions and millions, and we already spoke about that. The couple is said to have sold the rights to the first shots to a U.S. weekly magazine for more than $5 million, and the money will be donated to the children's charity UNICEF. How sweet. Namibia's Deputy Environment and Tourism Minister Leon Joost. Leon? That's not an African name. He's loving the... Well, it's probably... Maybe it's like Leon. Or Lulialala. We have to like pronounce it specially. Maybe it's Heon, you know? The L is silent. Who knows? Well, he's loving the gifts and, you know, that they're given. The money, and he's reminded us that Shilo Nouvelle Jolie Pitt will, according to Namibian law, be allowed to obtain Namibian citizenship if the parents should choose to do so, as she was born in the country. Good stuff. Meanwhile, the manager for Angelina Jolie's dad, 67-year-old John Voight, says that Johnny is really excited for everybody. He can't wait to hold the baby in his arms and be grandpa for a few minutes and then ditch his child again. And Betty Russell, who is Brad Pitt's grandma, tells In Touch magazine, "Oh, Brad loves children. He's very good with them." That's her quote. He loves children. He's very good with them. Well, that's good, Grandma, because Brad has one now to go along with his other two. So he better like them, whether he likes them or not. He better like his kids. People magazine are suggesting that Jude Law and Sienna Miller. Oh yeah, we're finished with the Brangelina stuff. I hope you got your fix. For all those people that wanted their Brangelina fix, you got it. Enjoy, and come back tomorrow. If you want any more news, then stick around. I got more news for you. People magazine are suggesting that Jude Law and Sienna Miller have once again gotten over their issues and have tried to work things out ever since Jude had to publicly apologize for cheating on Sienna with their nanny in July. There hasn't been much of a spark between the two. But on May 22nd, they were spotted hanging out with Lindsay Lohan at Shag, some Hollywood night spot, getting cozy over vodka tonics. It was Lindsay who left the bar first to try to help the two avoid the paparazzi. That was very, very kind of Lindsay. But, hey, I'm reporting on it, so they couldn't avoid the Fox! Woohoo! Or People Magazine, who really reported it, and I'm just stealing the news. Okay. And we got some news on William Shatner. He's promoting therapeutic horseback riding programs to disabled children. He thinks this will heal them, or at least it'll be a good therapy. So these children happen to be in Israel. These are actually programs in Israel that he's doing. He's seeking to raise $10 million for over 20 riding programs in the country in the hopes that his effort will contribute to peace in the Middle East. I just hope that camels don't revolt in jealous protests over the horse. Oh, that'll be a terrible massacre. Speaking of protesting, the officials in Westchester County Village in Brer Cliff Manor, New York, are protesting Donald Trump. The billionaire is trying to extend the 12th hole of his golf course at the country club he owns there, and they have brought out the law guns against him. Trump promised when he opened the course 4 years ago that he would not be using it for professional events, and that's how the officials want to keep it. Because we don't want it. There's lots of people there bothering us. So many people, so noisy, we're not professional. These are probably, you know, they're probably older people. They want to relax in their homes and, you know, have a nice country club outing. They don't want Donald Trump to bug them with his big brouhaha. But now he's actually floating the idea around. It's like he's going back on his word, and the men who just want their quiet are going to fight this one with all the tooth and nail, whether their teeth are real or not. So, they're going to fight this one. Good luck to you. You know what? Got to fight the man. Fight the rich man. The billionaires. That's what the millionaires will do. If you want to see another war, try Malaysia and Singapore. The two countries are vying at it to be the better tourist hub. And now Malaysia's in talks to set up a Disney theme park in their southern region. I should get a theme park in my southern region. Maybe I'll get more visitors there. That was a really disgusting joke. Okay, they know they want a theme park. Malaysia does, and some reports have said that they have had discussions with Tokyo Disneyland makers on how they will proceed with their new venture. Tokyo's Disney company, Oriental Land Company, denies these allegations, heartless, terrible rumors that we've been speaking with you. We haven't spoken with you at all. Maybe the janitor has, because we're going to fire him. So now, with some kind of venture being planned for Malaysia, while people will be having the times of their lives there, they will be losing their lives in Singapore, as the Singaporeans are focusing their efforts on building a casino industry. What's better, casino industry or Disney? You know, one, you lose your life when you have the time of your life. But you know what? To each their own. Some might think you're losing your life at Disney because you're like, oh, what am I doing here? Oh, it's just another Epcot Center. It's just the science. I hate it. Oh, bitter memories I had. And I made a lot of money at casino once, so you never know. They both do great, and they can possibly complement each other on, you know, helping each other out, but sounds like they're both vying for that tourist dollar. Hey, but you know who they don't have? Bruce Springsteen, who is in the next topic up for discussion. He kicked off his summer U.S. tour on Saturday with songs made famous by folk musician and activist Pete Seeger. His concert also included strong political overtones. He had an 18-piece band behind him, jamming away. He played folk songs like We Shall Overcome and Bring Them Home. Okay, I don't even know those songs. I'm sorry. Am I ignorant for not knowing this stuff? Should I just start playing them now? I can get it. You know, I can just download it and play it. Then I'll know. But you know what? I don't want to. These are mainly anti-war songs dating back far, 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 far into the past. But, you know, they're all peace-loving anti-war songs, so that's what Springsteen was into singing. During a break between each song, he would offer harsh words for George W. and how George handled last year's Hurricane Katrina devastation in New Orleans, which killed more than 1,500 people in Louisiana alone. Stuff like he said at a concert last month. Many recall his quotes as saying, last month I remember him saying, I've never seen anything like it in any American city, and our president, as he calls him, President Bystander, managed to put the only agency through political cronyism that could help people at a time like this. I hear what he's saying. He's not a fan of George W. and what happened with Hurricane Katrina. He did get to bust out with his own tune Saturday with Cadillac Ranch and Ramrod that were jazzed up with fiddle and tuba solos, a break from his usual sound of just, you know, rock. So that's probably pretty interesting stuff. You know, you got me all miserable about, you know, the whole Katrina stuff. I didn't know it was 1,500 people. You know, it was definitely a sad situation, and you know, and hopefully things can happen and they can build that place up again and get the better, stronger levees. I mean, that was the problem in the first place. But you know, disasters strike, and you can't go on blaming everybody. And Bruce Springsteen just plays music. Just play your music. You know what? People are entitled to their opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm just reporting news from Hollywood, but I still have an opinion. So Bruce Springsteen can have an opinion if he wants to. And you know what? He's probably more influential than I am. So yeah, it's cool. You know, he's been getting political ever since 2002 when he released his album The Rising. It was an album that focused on the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. He also performed at rallies for Senator John Kerry when Kerry was trying to overcome, we shall overcome, Mr. Four More Years. And the political tone of his latest album, called We Shall Overcome, the Seeger Sessions, did not appear to have hurt sales, as it debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 charts this month. So good for the boss. By the way, his birthday, September 23rd. My birthday, September 23rd. Coincidence? Yeah. Also in music news, a complication from back surgery has forced Luciano Pavarotti to postpone 5 June dates on his worldwide farewell tour. The guy is 70 years old. So, yeah, it's about time to have a farewell tour. And the guy's got problems with the back. I guess you sing from your diaphragm, which is near your back, so that definitely can have an effect. So just hold out. Maybe he'll make up those dates. I'm sure he wants to say farewell to those 5 cities. Back to some new movie news. Nicolas Cage will star in the Hollywood remake of the Hong Kong-born Pang Brothers' 1999 gangster thriller Bangkok Dangerous, a newspaper reported Sunday. The twin brothers, Oxide and Danny Pang, I don't know if I pronounced their names wrong. Oxide Pang, I hope maybe his name is like, maybe it's pronounced Oxide or something. Because if his name is Oxide, then he definitely fits in Hollywood. But these twin brothers, the Pang brothers, will direct the remake of their own movie and are to start shooting in Bangkok in August, the South China Morning Post reported. The brothers will inject new elements into the remake and may also cast Thai, South Korean, and Hong Kong actors. So there you go. That's what Oxide Pang said at the Cannes Film Festival. The Post quoted Danny Pang as saying, Nicolas Cage's character will actually speak, unlike the mute assassin scene in The Bangkok Dangerous. Oh, yeah, you remembered Bangkok Dangerous when we saw the original? Me too. Yeah, I didn't see it. Although born in Hong Kong, the Pang brothers enjoyed early success in Thailand. Among their other credits is the horror film The Eye. Oh, The Eye! Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. And Star Trek's Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Dr. Spock himself, has been apparently given away hundreds of thousands of dollars to art institutions across the country, including the Wexner Center for the Arts at the Ohio State University, where he shelled out 40 G's to that state university alone. The money's to be used for artist residencies. He and his wife, Susan Bay Nimoy, 63, who serves as the vice chairwoman of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, feel that contemporary art leads to the exploration and the expansion of one mind. Perhaps where no man has gone before. I'm sorry I had to say that. Okay, other news. Sinead O'Connor is expecting her fourth child with partner Frank Bonadio. She told the Daily News. The bald baby is set to be delivered around late December. So look for that one in your tabloids or wherever that... I don't know, are they going to cover... You think they're going to cover the Sinead O'Connor baby? I don't know, sound off about it. I want to hear your comments. Go to my contacts page and type me up something cool. And I'll read it here, you know. If you guys got great ideas, I want to hear from them. In the meantime, I'm just going to spew off my own ideas, and that's just the way things are going to work. I also want to get a lot of stuff. I got a lot of cool stuff that I want to do for this for the show. You know, this show's just started. We're going to have sound clips soon. We're going to have audio. We're going to have music. We're going to have singing and dancing and action and satisfaction and all that good stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, thanks for coming for the ride. It's just going to get better. Right now I'm just reporting on Hollywood news. That's all I'm doing right now, but it's going to get better than that. It's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to bring in some co-hosts. I'm not going to just be the only idiot sitting behind a microphone talking. There's going to be other idiots with me holding microphones and talking. So it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a great time. We'll be had by all. And I invite you to join me for the ride. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, things are just been picking. Business is about to be picked up, as they say. But in the meantime, that's all I got for you. So look out. And, you know, if you're going to hear some cool stuff, it's going to be even cooler. And if you're going to hear cooler stuff, it's going to be even better than cooler. And I'm going to talk properly eventually. I'm just going to say words that make sense. It's going to be great. We've just gotten started, baby. So, before we go, before I leave you today, Hollywood Outsiders, great report. Had a lot of fun. Hope you did, too. I want to extend my well wishes to CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier, because you know us media guys, we got to stick together. She was critically wounded Monday in a bombing in Baghdad. She is really doing the real work. I'm just sitting here talking about stuff. These are the real reporters. I'm just a guy reporting. But I am no journalist, okay? I am nothing special. I'm a nobody. You got to hand it off to these guys. They're really risking their lives, reporting the news as biased as they can, you know, painting their sides of the picture. But, you know, at least they're doing stuff, you know. You could say that they're biased, but they're just reporting the news, and they're saying what they can, telling us what's going on over there. And it's important to know. It's important to know what's going on in Iraq. It's important to know what's going on in Afghanistan and all that stuff. And is it important to know what's going on in Hollywood? I don't think so. But you guys like to know it, and I have fun making fun of it, so I'm not going to stop, and I'm having a great time. But Kimberly, man, she's the real hero of the reporters. I know you guys want to say that I am the real hero, and I am a great guy, and I am a lot of fun, and the outsiders have changed your life for the better, yeah, or for the worse, or whatever. Yeah, maybe. But you know what? You got to give your hats off to these reporters in Iraq, because they're really... They're doing a great job over there. Okay, anyways, on that note, I'm The Fox with the Hollywood Outsiders Report. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow with even more news that you can snooze to, because you can't really use this news. I don't know what you're going to do. Hey, guys, you know that Ben Affleck had a migraine? Yeah, cool. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. Remember, if you don't hear it here, then you probably heard it somewhere else. All right, whatever. I don't know. I have to make up some. All right. Peace.